news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The death toll from the coronavirus rose above 40,000 in the U.S., the highest in the world, with more than 750,000 confirmed cases. Although the United States comprises only about 4% of the world's population, it now accounts for more than 30% of the world's total COVID-19 cases. A new round of funding for the government's Small Business Relief Program could be decided Monday. Congress is trying to agree on $300 billion of additional money for the Paycheck Protection Program, which was designed to provide loans to businesses closed by coronavirus restrictions. But most small businesses were shut out as the initial $350 billion allocation was exhausted almost immediately. And it was larger, quote, small businesses like Shake Shack and Ruth's Chris Steakhouse who landed multi-million dollar loans.
It took high-end steakhouse Ruth's Chris with 150 restaurants and more than 5,000 employees just days to get a $20 million loan from JPMorgan Chase. Funds from the $350 billion set aside to help small businesses make payroll. But it appears size matters. Paul Gattuso is struggling to keep Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs open. The 38-year-old Westchester, Illinois restaurant has just 8 employees and is still waiting for word about its small business loan.
I can't do it much longer.
Democrats in Congress complain the program allows banks to prioritize existing customers, particularly those with large credit lines like Ruth's Chris, over small businesses or new applicants. Neil Borofsky oversaw the 2009 stimulus program during the Great Recession.
For the mom and pop, are they at the back of the line?
Frankly, until all the established bank customers get their loans, they may not even be on the line.
Shake Shack has agreed to return the $10 million loan they got. Lawmakers have also agreed to tuck $25 billion into the latest round of negotiations to fund more COVID-19 testing. U.S. governors, health experts, and White House officials are at odds over the next steps needed to reopen the country. Researchers have been very clear that there needs to be significantly higher rates of COVID testing to safely get people back to work. And governors have been pleading with the federal government for access to more tests in order to get the job done. However, during his Sunday propaganda TV session, Trump said testing is a local problem that the federal government shouldn't be handling. He also said the country was testing, quote, millions per day. The actual number is around 150,000. Now, governors from states that have been hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic pushed back on Trump's claim that they have enough tests to safely reopen their economies soon. During the White House briefing Saturday, Trump accused governors of failing to, quote, use all of the testing capacity we've created. He said Democrats were politicizing the issue of testing as part of an effort to convince Americans that he is mishandling the outbreak. All righty then.
If it were up to me, I'd take away the guns.
This time it was in Canada. A gunman went on a 12-hour killing spree in Nova Scotia on Sunday, killing at least 16 people in the deadliest shooting rampage in Canadian history. A police officer was among the dead. The 51-year-old shooter died in a standoff with police after a car chase. Police confirmed the gunman was dressed in a Royal Canadian Mounted Police uniform but was not an officer. Mass shootings are rare in Canada, which has much tighter gun control laws than the U.S. Well, gun nuts and idiots held a second day of weekend rallies on Sunday calling for reopening the economy despite the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. In Phoenix, hundreds of cars cruised past the Arizona State Capitol, honking horns and waving flags in a demonstration called by Operation Gridlock Arizona to demand that state leaders lift a shelter-in-place order and let people return to work. These groups have held similar events in Michigan, Texas, Wisconsin, Nevada, and some other states, even as the U.S. death toll continues to climb. Trump was asked on Sunday whether he was inciting violence by encouraging people to liberate their states. He responded by saying that people who are calling on state governments to lift coronavirus stay-at-home orders were, quote, good people who have cabin fever and want their life back. Now, despite Donald Trump's false claims to the contrary, staff members of the Centers for Disease Control and other U.S. public health experts who worked at the World Health Organization headquarters, gave the administration real-time updates on the early spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus in China. This according to a new report in the Washington Post on Sunday, citing American and foreign officials. The report undercut Trump's allegation that the WHO tried to protect China by withholding early information on the threat, contributing to the speed of its spread to the U.S. A spokesman confirmed to the Post that the Department of Health and Human Services had 17 staff members, 16 of them from the CDC, at the WHO, who were there working on a variety of programs, including COVID-19 and Ebola. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Just click on that donate button.